Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today we're talking about using social networking to expand your business. And for the last 3 months we've been talking about how to start a business. This week we're going to go back and we're going to discuss how to use social networking, because when you think about it, we're used to the typical, normal ways of meeting people and promoting our business by going to Chamber of Commerce after-hours meetings and passing out our business cards and letting people know who we are and what we do and how we do it. Okay? Then not only you go to the Chamber of Commerce, you go to Leeds Clubs, you go to Power Core, and you stand up, you tell a little bit about your business, you tell them who the perfect client is for you, and you ask for them to refer business to you. Well, what you need to do is think about having a global business, because with the use of the internet, business has become global. For instance, I'm on LinkedIn, and I have made myself an open networker. And the term is LION, LinkedIn Open Networker. And the idea is to secure as many contacts as you possibly can. By doing that, what you do is you connect with people you already know, people you have met offline on business, and you have a connection with. Especially, and if they're not on LinkedIn, you invite them to be on LinkedIn, and they become a connection with you, because once you connect with them, they can always introduce you to other people to help you become more connected. Then you also want to look at joining groups in your niche. And anytime you have anywhere from 300 to 400 members, what you do is you connect with those people on that site. And a lot of them also are on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter is a great place to look at doing marketing. And the problem is, and you've heard about this and you've seen it, where a lot of entertainers use Twitter, because what they want to do is they're not looking to tell you, oh, they're going out to dinner tonight, or oh, they're going out to a movie. What they're trying to do is to promote who they are and their, you know, to their followers. And it's not a matter. The thing is, you have to use it in a way that's going to promote who you are. For instance, every time I do the show, it's linked to Twitter. So whenever I write a show up that I'm going to be doing, it gets posted on Twitter. I have a site that I'm connected to where I do press releases. Every time the press release goes out, it goes on Twitter. What you're trying to do is expand your services and make it global. And then I have connected with over 600 people on LinkedIn. And you can send out emails to as many as 200 of your connections at one time. And as it turns out, I did that recently about career coaching and had a lot of people respond back to me and say, thanks for the information. They're not interested this time, but they will post it and let people know who could use my services. Plus, I'm connected with people in other countries. Well, when you have Skype or you have Google Talk, you can connect with them through the internet. It's called Voice Over Internet Protocol, and it's a cheap way to talk to people in other countries without it being expensive, because before the technology of the internet, if you called people in other countries using the typical phone lines, your prices and the cost of using your phone went skyrocketing. So there's always ways to get around doing things, and you want to do it in such a way that it's going to help you build a successful business and grow your business today. And on LinkedIn, there are many groups that you can join that fall into your niche. Plus, there are also groups that you can join where you can be an open networker and build up your list of contacts. This is important because it allows you the opportunity to get involved in discussions and topics on the board to get answers to your questions and also to answer other people's questions, which will set you up to become an expert on your topic. People who need to listen to this show are people who are entrepreneurs, home-based businesses, executive search consultants, people who are looking for careers, and business coaches. And the importance is that what you want to do is help people understand that when you have a successful business today, you're looking at doing things that are going to help you grow and expand your business and move to the next level. And you may not look at it. Also incorporates how you price your services today. People forget that pricing and how you sell your services depends on your expertise and your knowledge. And with the use of the internet today, it has become a global network. So you have to look at things that you can do that can really help you and expand who you are and where you want to be in the future. There are many things that you can consider and really work on. It's just a matter of making it work for you. And think of the things that you can do that can really help you to grow your business in the future. Where do you want to be and how can you use it effectively? Social networking, we think of in terms of the things that we do every day, but we're not really aware of how we can use the internet effectively to really make it work to our benefit. And you really want to look at things that you can do that can help you grow your connections, that can help you find people who want to use your services and your product. It's just a matter of doing what you need to do that's going to help you build what it is that you want to do and think of the things that can really help you think of how you can help to grow a business that's going to be very successful in today's marketplace. Often, we need to think of the things that we can do that can help us put us in the next plane in where we want to be and how we're going to grow. And that depends on your knowledge and how you can use social networking effectively, how you can think in terms of building your contacts, where you want to be. And also, it affects how you look at your ranking in your how you see things effectively, and where you want to be in the future. Let's look at some things that can really help you put yourself into the next area of where you are in the present and how you can really take it and build it. We often think of social networking as, especially in network marketing is the 3-foot rule is how they express it. What that means is when you pass within 3 feet of people, you reach out your hand and you shake your hand and you give them a business card and you tell them you have a program that can really benefit them. Now, what if that person is not looking for any type of business that you're looking, that you're promoting? Then guess what? You just wasted your time. So how can you use it more effectively? Well, you want to find people who fit into that niche that you're looking for, fit into the. So, for instance, if you want to meet people and network with people on LinkedIn, you can go for people around the world. You can look for people across the USA. You can look for people specifically in your group that you're looking at. There's things that you can do that can really help you put yourself into the place that you want to be. The thing is, you want to do it in a way that can really help you build a successful business that's going to be long-term. And you want to look at it as a way that you can build a contact across the board. But you want to do it in such a way that's going to help you get to where you need to be in the present. And let's look at some things that you can do. That's not just being an open networker, but building your expertise on a specific topic. Think about writing articles. That's another way of being an open networker, because you're looking at how you can build your contacts down the road, how you can get lead generation. And some of the things that you may very well want to look at on lead generation is how can you really expand those contacts. And remember, that's what social networking is. It's all about lead generation. But thinking about how you build it, where you go, how do you think about doing the things that you need to do that's going to put you at that level, that's going to help you get into where you want to be. And think about all of the things that are going to matter to you in the that you need to do that's going to build your business. And think about the things that can really help you in expanding and getting new clients. What you also want to do is think about how you can build partnerships, because those partnerships are what's going to get you the clients that you need. So what you're looking at is getting clients, doing client attraction. So what are some of the things that you can incorporate? How can you expand what you need to do? And let's discuss some of the social networks out there. You have Ning. Ning is just a general term, but on Ning, you can go and you can set up your own group. And if you have a specific topic that you want to have a group on, you can create that group. Then you can go out, and anyone that you've already had contact with, you can invite them to become a member of that group. And then all of you put out their discussions. And reach the people that you need to reach down the road to help you build that business. And remember, it's all about being an open networker, being willing to meet people and promote your business. You're looking for ways to expand your services. So how are you going to do what it takes to build your business and put it on the next level? We want to think of some things that we can really help you to create and expand your services. And think of some things that can really help you. We want to help you get to that point where whenever you have a group or a service out there, that you're doing it in a way that's going to help you grow and expand your services. And think of some of the things that can really help you take your business to the next level, to increase your income. What you want to do is get and maintain clients. You need to be accountable. So how are you going to do that in a way that's really going to get you to the place that you want to be? And we were talking about writing articles. A way that you do that, there's a site called ezinearticles.com, and you can go on there for free. You can get a basic site. You write articles that you can write as many as 8, and then they review it, and then you can go to the next level, which would be Basic Plus, and then you write 25 more articles. The idea is that it's also increasing your ranking, because whenever you do that, you're looking for a way to get people to recognize you as an expert in your field so that they will want to connect with you. And that's another way that you can increase your connections. Just like when you think about how you do things offline, you also need to be aware that building partnerships is what you are looking to do. And social networking gives you the opportunity to do that. And incorporating it and expanding the services that you want to reach to people is one of the ways that you can do it. And think about how you can become a great open networker and how you can really expand on the services that you want to give to people. Think about how you can really build your contacts and make them work for you. And how do you determine what articles that you want to write? And think about if you want to do a newsletter so that you can help promote your business. Think of all of the things that you need to do that can really help you build your contacts and your services. And how would that help you in building, say, your coaching business? Or if you have a product to sell, because it's all a matter of how are you going to grow and meet the people you need to meet. And let me get into an idea on how you can use social media. And, for instance, shall we move ahead? Can you see the power of, excuse me, I'd like to have you call them and tell them we sat down for you. Okay, let's look at how you can use social media and your connection. Social media can really be effective in a way to get you clients. And how do you go about finding clients? You go to people that you know as friends. You know the people that you go at church. You know the people who have already been your customers. You go to your spouse's contacts. These are just different ways that you can help building. And then what about your professional contacts? Who's your doctor? Who's your dentist? Who's your banker? Who's your chiropractor? Who's your hairdresser? Who's your handyman? Who's the carpenter you use? Your attorney, your children's teachers, your insurance agent. And what about social clubs that you belong to? And that's what we're talking about here. And that's why it's important to think about how that can really help you build your base of customers. Because the more contacts you have, the more it can help you get to the next level of where you want to be in the future and how you can take it and really expand it so that you can increase your contacts. And I've mentioned LinkedIn. You also Facebook. MySpace is another one. Facebook and MySpace were originally established by the people of college students because it was a way for college students to meet across the country who may never have met each other and build dialogue, build friendships, because once you leave school and you enter the workplace, you can go through these contacts to help you get a job. You can help them if you're starting your business. They can help you sell your product. So that in essence, if you are having a multi-level marketing company and you know that your group of friends that you met through college, they would be the people that you can go to and say, I'm doing this. It might be something you're interested in. Let's discuss it further. Well, that's where social networking got started, was through the college students and these groups. And eventually what happened was that people, as they got older and they entered the workforce, then guess what? They were looking for ways to get jobs. They were looking for ways to do things that can really help them with expanding their business. So this became an avenue that they looked at as a way of growing their business. And that's why this has become such a great place to look at when you are looking at marketing your services. And think about what can happen for you if you are in business for yourself and you really need to learn how to expand, how to grow, how to think about the things that can really help you do your business. And think about how you can get yourself on radio interviews and how you can get more clients. The thing is, social media is really a way that can really help you expand your network of friends if it's used right. So what we want to do is also think about it. What if you were someone who sells teleseminars as a way of letting people know what you do? Will your contacts through your social network become your potential customers? Because on these social networks, you can go and post an event. And when you post an event, it goes out to all of your contacts. And if you do that on all of the sites you're on, then guess what? You can reach as many as 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000 people. And you got to remember, you may only have 10% of the people that respond to you, but they will do that for you, and they will help you to expand what it is that you want to reach and how you want to reach it. And then you can go from there and build on it and put it in a place where you are building the contacts that you need to really put your business at the next level. And what you need to look at also is how you can look at the things that can really grow your contacts. When you become an open network, all you really have to do is, if you want to find sites to join, then all you have to do is go into your browser and put in networking groups. And you can see, and the thing is, if you want them specifically in your field, then guess what? Just put in social networking for tea drinkers or social networking groups for coaches. And think about all of the things that you can do. For instance, I was on a site called Rise, and I was in the group that was for trainers. And several years ago, before the downturn of the economy, someone had posted that they were looking for people to work with them with a program that was called Access to Power, Knowledge Without Boundaries. And what they were going to do was use the technology of the internet and do webinars where people could be attending it. You could be working from home. People are attending your presentation, and they're all over the world. Well, guess what? If you're doing a teleseminar and you're doing that for free and you want to sell it, then you can tell, well, for the first 10 people that sign up for this price, you're going to get a 50% discount. Then say the 12th or the 11th person. So that what you're trying to do is tell them, look, the sooner you go and sign up now, then guess what? You can be the one that gets that 50% discount, or you can be the one that I'm going to give more value to it by providing a one-on-one coaching service. So remember, social networking has become the new avenue on the internet to help you build your business. The idea is to think of it and how you can put it out there in a way that can really get your business to the level that you want it to be. The problem is that you got too many people that just don't know how to use social networking effectively. They'll go on LinkedIn or they'll go on Facebook. They'll get a site there, and then they may join or meet with people they already know as connections, but they're not looking at it as a way of expanding their outlook and how they can be influential to someone else, because you don't know. For instance, my sister decided that she wanted to buy a car, and she bought a car for $30,000. She used up the extra money that she had set aside for emergencies and savings to do that. So then guess what? So she's retired. She gets almost $4,000 a month in retirement. So she goes to her friends and she says, oh, I need to get a job. They know she's retired. They know that she has this money coming in. And so they told her, well, here's a way for you to go out there and do that. And what they did was they told her to think of ways, or they told her to do something that I had told them about that had already been out, that had already been defunct, simply because what happened was that when the business went down, or when a year before the economy actually went down, this company decided that they wanted to do this program. They hired people in August. They got everyone a contract. It was going to be for $300 an hour. They were looking to do it in the evening, from between 6 and 10 in the evening, have four different classes. Then on Saturday and Sunday, they were going to be doing this all day, and each class was going to be for an hour. And it was going to cover relationships. It was going to cover entrepreneurship. It was going to cover communication. It was going to cover listening. It was going to cover things that people needed to know and use in their business. But then what happened was, when they got out there and they started marketing, they weren't getting the results that they expected, so they decided to put the program on hold. Then 6 months later, the economy totally fell out and crashed. So it's not gotten back up again. So as you can see, that what you need to do is see or look at some of the things that can really help you to expand and grow your business, that's going to build you the contacts. And what happens is, when someone connects with you on a social site, then you get the email address and you download it to your file in Outlook. You provide the information, you demonstrate your expertise and develop relationships. You offer white papers, you turn sales upside down to become the hunted. You search, you build yourself in search engine optimization. Now, when you go on these sites and you put in your profile, you want to do it so it's search engine optimized. You put in the terms that people would put in Google in your description, because that way, guess what? If they not only put your name in, then what happens, your name's going to increase in ranking, and they're going to be able to find you on any site you're on. But you want to be able to do the things that can really help you to expand. Now, what you want to do is to, and connect with other people in your network. And who is your most desirable person that you want to link to? And most desirable person you want to link to, guess what? That's your customer. That's the person that you're going to meet that's going. Okay, now that we've had our short break and my phone went out and I had to recall back in, we're going to go back and we're going to talk to you about how you can optimize your profile strategy. And think about it. What you want to do is through those connections, through those email addresses that you're collecting, then guess what? You're also going to be able to, if you have articles that you've written, if you have white papers that you've written, you want to be able to get an autoresponder and send people information. Well, when you have increased your contacts through working with LinkedIn or whatever group that you're in, then you can take that and you can offer, what you need to do is you offer something and to them that's for free. Remember, every time you want, before someone buys from you, you have to give them at least three or four things of value so that when you come to them and you ask them to buy a service or a product from you, then guess what? They're more willing to buy because they've gotten something from you that can really help them in their everyday life. And you also want to make a blog part of your website. And what you do is you're writing something consistently, whether it's daily or it's weekly, but you have to be consistent in the things that you're doing. And think about it. LinkedIn, you have contacts for almost 1 million people. On Facebook, you can connect. They have as many as 400 million members. And so what you want to do is think of things that can really help you in expanding your contacts in building your list of people, because the more people that you have in your list, then when you go to someone and you want a joint venture with them to sell so that they can sell your product and you want to cross-reference their contacts, then you can tell them you have 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 people on your list, and all that list is people that you have connected with through LinkedIn, through Facebook, through MySpace, or whatever site that you're on. And you want to think of it as, remember, it's, when you're using the internet, it's very inexpensive, because if you're doing the traditional marketing, guess what? You have to purchase mailing lists. You have to print up brochures. You have to get a bulk mailing machine. And all of that becomes very expensive to you. And remember, what does a stamp cost today to do the bulk mailings? And when you go on the internet and you're using an autoresponder and you have 1,000 to 2,000 names, guess what? All you're paying for is for the service that you're using, but the number of people that you're reaching is phenomenal. So it's a very inexpensive way to reach the people that you want to reach. And what you need to do is, if you don't have a website, you can go on WordPress.com and you can write articles, and that can become your website, because you're connecting your blog. And the thing is, when people are reading articles that you've written, then you become known as an expert on your topic. So what you need to do is, and today all of your social networks can be linked. For instance, I have a WordPress site and I have like 5-6 articles on there, and every time I have it linked to my LinkedIn site, so it's on my front page. And what did that do for me? one of the titles of my articles is Manage Your Lost Career Techniques and Methods to Get Back on Track. I had someone call me that he lost his job 2 years ago. He is working with a career coach. All the career coach is doing is helping him put together his resume, putting in action words, but he's not giving him ideas of alternate ways to go out there and get a job. All he's doing is telling him, okay, you go in and you apply to companies that are hiring in your position, and this is how you do it. Well, that's the old standard of how you did it in the marketplace 10 years ago, 15 years ago, but today you got to be more creative. You have to go in and tell the company, okay, this is what I did on the job I worked before. These are the problems they had, and this is how I solved a problem for them, and this is how I can solve a similar problem for you. Or if you know someone who has connections within a company, then they're your best way of getting an interview with a company. For instance, I had someone that I interviewed on this show a year ago, and she wrote a book, How to Get Your Dream Job. And basically what she was saying was what I just said, that you go out and you tell them how you can solve a problem for them. And when she was in college getting her liberal arts degree, she went back and she got the skills she needed so she could go out and get a secretarial job, because those were the jobs that were available for women at that time. And she didn't say, okay, I'm just going to stay doing this, and this is all I'm going to do. But she looked for ways that she can become an asset to the company, how she can continue to grow, how she can continue to use her contacts. And then eventually what happened was she was talking to someone, and they said, oh, I know this position that you would be great for. And she went in and interviewed for it, even though they had put out the typical way of going to the executive search firms and the advertisement in the newspaper and had thousands of people applying. She got the job because she knew how to interview for the job in a way that was going to get her what the contacts that she needed to get her foot in the door. And that's what got her the job. Not the fact that she came into the typical ways of advertising. So remember, today you're working with a different medium, so you've got to use the medium that's going to help you. And think about it. Facebook is ranked 9 in the search engines. So how can you use that to your benefit? And what you need to do is think about how you can get subscribers. For instance, I use a friend feed, and I have constantly them telling me that someone has subscribed to my friend feed. And what happens is every time I write an article, every time I write a blog, I put it and I connect it to Technorati. I use the RSS. I connect it to all of these sites, and this is increasing my optimization. Now, when you write a blog, it should never be more than 4 paragraphs long, and you need to tweet at least 20 times within a month. And to attract people to your blog, you want it syndicated. That means you're going to Technorati. You're using the RSS, you're using, and Google allows blogs, it's integrated into a page on your website. You just need to make your page on your website and build business index. Need to register so you can show up in a blog indexing, show up in directories, social media, outsourcing, have a team to help do it, use custom design sites, WordPress, use plugins. Now, WordPress has plugins that you can use it and turn it into a website for yourself. And just think of the things that you can do that can help you grow. And for instance, if you're in multi-level marketing and they have replicating websites, and you don't want to just use the link, but you want people to think it's your own website, then you can go to GoDaddy and you can register a domain name. And it's no more than $8.99, $9 a year. You could register it for 5 years, that's $45. Can you register your website $45 for 5 years? You can make that money back in just one sale. In fact, you make a lot more than that back. So that's relatively inexpensive if you're going to use the internet effectively. And every post you do should have a link that gives them more information to your website. You need to have an option page or you won't get sales. So you need to look at what you, because remember, what happens is people will visit your website at least 3 to 4 times before that they give up their information. So you have to have other things that you're offering to get your to get a higher price and to have them want to come back. And what you want to do is think of things that can really help you put your business to the next level. And by using social media, what you want to do is ask questions in your blog that you have answers to, because that way you want to become known as the expert. So if you're going to write a blog and you have a specific topic, post the question first, then answer the question. That way that you're giving them the answer, but you're getting them to think in terms of, do I need this service? How can I benefit by using this person to help me get the services that I want? And remember, you want to use keywords. And a keyword is something that someone will put into a search engine to look for information. So if you have those keywords, then guess what? The higher ranked you are, the more opportunity you have for people to come to your website. And remember, Google indexes Twitter tweets. That's why it's important to use Twitter in your business, because you need to think of how you can use sound media operation keywords. Use your keywords to see what others are doing. And you also want to know who's using your name and not what people are looking for. And you want to know, be a turnaround strategist. And think about, as we mentioned, becoming an open networker. And there's also a site called opennetworker.com, which you pay for to be on the list. And then you can also create your own LinkedIn group, say in the city that you live in. So what if I say I'm living in Albany, Georgia, and I set up one for Albany? Then what happens is anyone who's on LinkedIn that lives in Albany, Georgia, they can join that group. So what that does is that can put you in a position where you've got so many contacts, plus you've got your other contacts on LinkedIn. And also, what you need to do is think about the fact that on LinkedIn, you have 250,000 groups, and they limit the number of groups that you can belong to. But you can belong to as many as 60 groups, and if you're targeting people in that particular group, then it really gives you an avenue to look at that you can expand on and build on to put your business to the level that you want it to be at the present and in the future. And remember, we've been talking about writing articles. And when you're in groups, you want to write articles on your topic. And what happens is it gets sent to every member of the group, and they get to read it. So say if you have something that they read today that they might need your services not even a month from now or 2 months from now, but what happens is they'll think about that article. They can go back on that group. They can look for the article. They can see who wrote it. Then that's a way of expanding and growing your business. So remember, social networking is an avenue that you have to look at today in using the internet correctly. And we've been talking about LinkedIn and we've been talking about Facebook. We also mentioned Ning, but we also didn't get into MySpace. And MySpace is a site that also started in the same way that Facebook did. And what you want to do is think of things that you can do that can really take you to the next level with your business. And write articles. Go on WordPress and set up a website if you don't have one. If you do have one, link everything that you're doing to your website. You want to create backlinks, and you do that on the social sites. For instance, on my Facebook page, I have two fan pages. I have one for my business, which is careercoach.com, and I also have a fan page for the nonprofit business that I've established called International Disabled Entrepreneurs. And when I go into different connection sites and I want to link to them, I link them to my fan page. And guess what? That's expanding and increasing my ranking on search engine optimization. For instance, if you will go in and Google my name, it's going to be at 23,000. If you go in and Google my domain name for my website, that's going to be at 26,000. And the reason is because it's linked to all of these things, plus I'm also doing press releases that get on Twitter, that get on Facebook, that get on a bunch of social sites, and that's also helping me to increase my ranking. And what that also means is down the road, it's not only going to be increasing my ranking, but it's going to be increasing the opportunity for me to build my business, that I'm becoming known as an expert on my topic. And letting people know that I know what I'm talking about. And remember, if I'm looking to get someone as a client, I'm willing to give them 30 minutes or 60 minutes of my time for free so they can get the experience of what it would be like to work with me and how I can help them with their business. What you want to do is think of things that you can do that can really help you. And I mentioned white papers. A white paper is a paper that you wrote on a specific topic that you turned in for some reason, but you've kept it in your files. And today with computers, all of these things are kept on your computer, so it's in your files. You can automatically take that and upload it to your website or any page. And then you can set it as a download. That's a free download, because when you give someone something, even a newsletter, and today a newsletter is nothing more than an e-zine. It's articles that you've written that you combined into a downloadable short magazine, and it gives people something that they can keep. They can either have it printed out, so they can physically look at it, or it's on their computer where they can read it and they can keep it. And then as the time comes that they need something on that topic, then guess what? They've already got it. They know who the expert is. So they will begin to contact you and ask you for information. And then they can become a paying client to you. So these are some ideas about how social media can really help you and benefit you in the future to help you build and grow your business and take it to that next level. And remember, if you're starting a business and it's a franchise, you and you're doing the typical brick-and-mortar store. Many stores today, unless they're food stores where someone's going to physically come in and buy it, guess what? Clothing stores have closed down, but they have websites. Target, Walmart, every one of them have websites. And guess what? People buy over the internet today. That's why these malls and these shopping centers, they're still in business. They still have places where people can come in and try on the clothes. But guess what? If I've got too many packages and it's the Christmas holidays, wouldn't I rather buy it online and have it shipped to me so that I don't have to be carrying all of these packages and people see what money I'm spending and then they're going to follow me home and they're going to rob me? So think about how that plays into today's economy and how you can benefit from it if you have a business online and if you have a product to sell. And today, if you're looking for a job, a lot of companies, what they're doing is they're doing network marketing because it's cheaper for them. They don't have to pay out high salaries. They can put more money into development of products. And then, guess what? It puts you in a place that you've built a business and sold something that people want. And what happens is you may have very well come to the product as a customer. And if you're the customer and you really love what it is that you have and you're telling your friends about it anyway, then you can become an affiliate with that site. And when you become an affiliate and you help them sell their products, you've earned a commission. So you've set yourself up where you've actually made money. And if you're an affiliate with them, you have all of these connections through these social sites. You can go to these people and you can actually send them the links so they can learn more information about those products. And then they can take that information and they can take it and move to the next level with their business. So where are you going to be in the future for business? How are you going to expand your business and grow your business? And remember, technology is how business is done today. Things have changed, and you got to change how you grow your business today, too. You have to think about those things, and you have to incorporate those things into your everyday life. And even though I may talk about a specific topic and get off track a little bit, it's because so many things are interconnected today. Business is not only done offline, but it's done online. And more, especially when you're getting into the millennial generation, this is a generation who grew up using the internet, who grew up using technology. So they're not the people that are going to go to the malls and go and try on products. They're going to already have an idea of what it is they want. It's easy for them to go online since they're using the computer. It's easy for them to go and purchase the product online. And all you have to do is have it set up where you can take their order for your products online and have a way of shipping out your products. You can do it through a drop ship if you're working specifically with a company, or it's just a matter of setting up with UPS or FedEx to come in and pick it up in the box and deliver it. And you have to, when you're delivering products that are boxed up like that, you incorporate all of those prices into what it is that you're selling. If you can do it through normal mail prices, then guess what? It's a lot cheaper. But even the post office is cheaper in the way they ship out boxes, but they're even trying to incorporate and encourage people to use their services for shipping out packages as opposed to using FedEx and UPS. Those things, when they came in, they were the new thing on the block. They had to create business. Today, the post office has had to shut down business And remember, because people are doing more emails, they're not sending out first-class mail as much, and because people can send out, companies can do their advertising through the internet today, they're not doing it through the mail, through the brochures, because they know that 10 times out of 100, those things are just going in the garbage, and people are not looking at it. So you want to maximize your opportunities for sales with the minimum amount of money. And you just need to look at all of the things that you can do that can really help you to get it from where it is to where it ought to be, and how you can take it and put it in perspective that's going to help you grow and build your network, build your sales, build your income. These are things that we are looking at doing today, and we need to look at how we can maximize our time today and how we can expand things in a way to really help us to put everything in perspective of where we want it to be and how we want to look at it. And we're into the last few minutes of the show. And what I want to remind you is to come back next week, because next week we're going to discuss ways that you can think about getting your dream job, such as if you want to work somewhere, if you have an idea of what it is that you really want to do, then write up a description of what it is that you want to do, and then take that description and look for the company that you want to work for. And you call that company, and what you do is you propose an opportunity to create that position for yourself. That's just another way of looking at how you can get a job that you really want to do, but the company that you're going to may not know that they need that kind of job, that kind of someone to handle that position. So in essence, you just created a job for yourself. So think about all of the things that you can do that can help put you into the position that you really want to be in. And then guess what? You can come back next week, and we will get into more detail about how to get your dream job. And in the meantime, if you need help with learning how to use social media and social networking to grow your business, you can visit me at 1personalcareercoach.com, and we will discuss ways that we can help you use it more effectively to grow your business and take it to the next level. Again, that's 1personalcareercoach.com.